Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Some of us well know from our own personal experience over the years, the closer that we get to the Lord as we walk with Him, the more that we are aware of just how sinful we really are, and just how unworthy we are of Him, how His favor towards us is only because of His mercy towards us, how we do not deserve His favor or His salvation. And that is the truth that we see unfolding before us as we come to the 22nd section of Psalm 119, to the last section of this psalm, to verse 169 through verse 176, a section that is entitled Tav in Hebrew, the 22nd letter in the Hebrew alphabet, a word which means truth in Hebrew, the mark of truth, like a mark of protection on the forehead of those who believe the truth of the Word of God, as it is pictured in Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4. A mark of protection, even as we weep and as we mourn over our sin and over the sin of the people around us who have set themselves up against God. We are all sinners. We're all sinners who are saved by the grace of God alone. And so we bow down before Him and we worship Him. And in the same way, in verse 169, the psalmist bows down before the Lord, trembling like a child. And he says, let the cry of my broken heart, broken because of my unworthiness, let my tears come before you, O Lord. Do not turn away from me, for I have nowhere else to go except to you, my Lord and my God. Give me understanding, beam in Hebrew. Give me the light of spiritual discernment according to what you require of me in your word, so that I might live in obedience to you. For without your enlightenment, I have no spiritual understanding at all, because that understanding is your gift to me. It is the gift of God. And while there are many people who are considered wise, who consider themselves wise, by the standards, by the wisdom of this world, they are fools according to the wisdom of God in His Word, because they have not been enlightened by the Spirit of God, who leads us to salvation in Christ through an understanding of the Word of God, so that we might live forever with Him in the glory of heaven. Do not be deceived by the world. Do not be deceived. This is what life is all about on this earth. It is about a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so the psalmist continues in verse 170 and he says, there are those who seek to destroy me, who seek to destroy my testimony for you. So in your great mercy, let my cry, my supplication, te'enach in Hebrew, let my plea, let the words of my broken heart come before your throne of grace, and Lord, deliver me. Matzah in Hebrew. Rescue me. Snatch me away to safety according to your word. Let me live so that my lips, safah, my words, the words of my mouth, might sing songs of praise to your holy name. For you alone teach me and instruct me in the ways of your statutes and what is required of me by you. So, now what do we do? What is our reaction to be to these things? Well, the psalmist says this, verse 172. Let my tongue overflow with truth, with the truth of your word. Let it overflow to you and to those around me. Let me sing of these things that are in your word, things that are important, things that are essential, things that are eternal. Let these be the things that fill my mouth, not the foolishness of this world. For your word is life to me. It is health and healing to me. And Lord, all of your commandments are righteous, tzedek. They are holy and they are pure. So Lord, reach down from heaven. Psalmist says in verse 173, reach down and let your hand be ready to help me. Aser, to support me. For I'm not sufficient for these things. I'm not sufficient to accomplish any of these things. I can't do this on my own. Does that sound familiar? Well, we think of Peter, who was a fisherman by trade. And yet, we are told in John chapter 21 that without the help of the Lord, Peter fished all night and he caught nothing until the Lord directed him. And then there were so many fish in the net that the net was about to break. And so we too need the help of the Lord. We need his blessing if we are to accomplish anything of eternal value for him. And so the psalmist testifies, I have chosen your precepts, Baher. As for me, in my life, my mind is made up. It's settled. I prefer your way above every other way. And so I wait for you. I wait for you. I long for your salvation, for your deliverance, O Lord. I dream of the day when I will be home with you in the glory of heaven and removed, released from the trouble and from the turmoil of this life. But while I am here, Lord, your law, your instruction, Your direction to me is my delight. It is the joy of my heart. It is the joy of my life. So Lord, the psalmist cries out in verse 175, let my soul live in obedience to you and to your word. Why? So that I might not wander away from the truth and wander into sin. So that I might praise you all the days of my life. And so let your ordinances, your word, help me. I pray that your commandments will set the direction for my life so that I might stay on the path of life. For the record of my life speaks for itself. And it's not a pretty picture. Many times I have gone astray. Psalmist confesses, perhaps along with us, in verse 176, Ta'ah in Hebrew. I have deceived myself. I've deceived others. And I have been deceived by others. And so I have foolishly made many wrong decisions along the way. And so I have gone in the wrong direction in those dark days, in the storms of my life. And I still bear the consequences of many of those decisions. I am like a lost sheep, the psalmist says, who cannot find its way home. Lord, I belong to you. You're my shepherd. And so, Lord, never seek to seek me, to seek your servant. For I do not forget your commandments. To me, Lord, I love your way. I love what is right and what's good. So according to your mercy, according to your grace, according to the mark of truth, of your word upon me, uphold me, keep me to the end by your strength and by your power and by your word through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.